This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, you slaggards and laggards. Let's pay attention to what's going on in the world today. This is important stuff. On the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, there is a study that confirms painting eyes on cows' butts helps to ward off predators. This is from the Jennifer Horn School of Thinking. She did the research on cattle herds in Botswana, who are plagued by attacks. The lions are chasing them around. So the farmers are retaliating by shooting them. So now there's a non-lethal technique, apparently, Victoria, that Jennifer has discovered that involves painting eyes on the butts of cattle to trick the predators, like lions, into thinking they've been spotted by their prey. It's called the Eye Cow Project. How about that? I don't know. This is rather interesting. I thought that most of these animals were colorblind. How big are the eyes? Did you see pictures of this, Jennifer?
Well, they might be colorblind, but they're not blind. And if they make contact with eyes, I mean, what do they always tell you? I mean, there's some rules when you're out and you encounter a wild animal. Some of the things is not to make eye contact. Yeah, some are not supposed to make eye contact. Some you are supposed to make eye contact. What they're saying is if they see a set of eyes, whether it's on a rear end or on the front of the face, typically they're not as aggressive because they think there might be some fight back. It's when they think they're catching their victim, right, from behind, that it's a little bit easier for them to proceed. So this group of farmers, I guess, in Botswana, trying to protect their herd, put together this idea, and I think it's kind of smart, where they painted eyeballs on the rear ends of cows to see if it would dissuade these predators. And it did. It worked. They're studying more now because of it.
They're also wearing...
What probably was a kooky idea actually showed some promise.
Well, because humans are prey for the lions and tigers and stuff, so they're now wearing masks on the back of their head so that it looks like if you're walking away from an animal that's chasing you down, if that animal sees your eyes, apparently they are put off. Right? Is that how that works? I'm not sure that I want to try that myself.
But think about it. I mean, it's less of a problem for you with your cows in Framingham.
Yes,
but
not too many
they're still preyed on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, they are, matter of fact. All right, speaking of preying on the public, the Republican National Convention, I saw one reporter say, they're trying to rewrite Trump's record. Well, Jennifer, I'm sure you were watching carefully, Victoria, so you can fill us in on any details that you think were left out in previous conversations, or is it just the same old, like what we would expect? Trump is fabulous. Vote for him. Why do we need four nights
of that? That's what I think. But I would also say that more than that, if you look at what a convention did, and I try to look at it fairly because I tried to look at the Democrats' convention fairly as well, just from something outside of my own personal perspective. And it was just my opinion that this was definitely more upbeat. Certainly there were warnings about what could be, yes, but I thought it focused less on Joe Biden. So for me, it was all about tearing down Trump with the Democrats, and I thought it was far less a focus on Joe Biden and more about some of the effective policies and how they helped certain people. And they had those people with those stories up there talking about how they help. And one that I think is bipartisan that President Trump has not really given enough credit for is the Right to Try Act. And that is for people who want to try untested medicines to help treat when they're in the furthest stages of whatever disease they might have, that they can try things. And there was a great story by a woman named Natalie Harp who was talking about how she was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer, and she couldn't get into any clinical trials because they didn't want her to skew their results because they knew that's how sick she was. And so when President Trump passed the Right to Try, she was able to get herself into a clinical trial, and she literally feels that her life was saved because of it. And so to hear that story, to hear the story of Vernon Jones, who was a lifelong Democrat serving in Congress, who realized that the party had kind of left him behind and that he wanted to see equality for all people, economic equality for all people. And so he switched in the last year or so, he switched to become a Republican. He talked about that journey. Tim Scott, who I didn't realize this, the senator from South Carolina, was taught, like many black men are taught, that you are only, the only way out of your situation is football. And so all he did was focus on playing football, and he let his school go to the wayside. And he said he was failing out of English, civics, and something else. And then he made a joke, but I'm not the only one in Congress who failed out of civics, which I thought was kind of funny. And his mother got a hold of him and said, you need to stop just thinking this is your only path. You need to go to college.
I get it.
There's some great... I mean, it's compelling stories. I mean, look, if you're not going to watch them and you ask me what it was about, I'm going to tell you what it was about. The boy with the stutter, you know, who was inspired by Joe Biden. Like, that story kind of resonated around the country. And unless you just don't care at all to listen to something that other, you know, that someone else says nice about a political opponent, then I think everybody kind of, for the most part, came together and thought that was a nice moment.
Yeah, those kind of stories are good. So what I want to, there's a little dirt floating around about Donald Trump Jr. and what was going on with him on Monday. Is there something he addressed the crowd, or whatever, not the crowd, but the convention, and somebody claimed that he was coked out of his mind. What do we know about that?
That's because people hate the Trump kids. He gave a great speech, and he was well composed. And I saw that going around on Twitter too. And I think people hate him now. The person who was weird, and I'll fully disclose it, is his girlfriend Kimberly Guilfoyle. Kimberly Guilfoyle, if you followed her, she was a Fox News personality for a while. You know her voice, and she's acting this. Something was in her system because she was screaming from the podium, and it was uncomfortable. And I actually think that she gave. If you read her speech, I think it would have been far more effective than listening to her give it, because she almost sounded like a pastor just trying to shout out the message, and it was distracting, and I think it totally fell flat and missed its mark. But I think it's too bad, because the words she was saying, she was talking about her background and her heritage and her parents and the American dream, and it was great stuff, but you couldn't hear it because she was too busy shouting it out. So I think she was really the only missed mark, in my opinion, of the night. Now, tonight is the First Lady. You'll get Melania Trump, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Rand Paul will be there, the Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Pam Bondi, who's the former Florida Attorney General.
Rand Paul wasn't that fabulously fond of Trump.
Rand Paul is an independent thinker, but he is he voted for Trump the last time, and it seems he'll vote for him again. Abby Johnson, who used to work for Planned Parenthood until she really got a look at their role in abortions in this country. She had a film made about her. She's going to be there. Eric Trump, Nicholas Sandman, who is that kid who was really just killed by the news media when he got into this stand down with the Native American man, and it turns out that the news media got it all wrong, and his life was like ruined. Wow. He had death threats. He'll be talking.
It'll be the first time that happened. That's for sure. All right, let's talk about the weather and the storm that sort of petered out. Did it? There's another one right behind it, but the hurricane that was the
Laura,
first trip.
Yeah,
hurricane is not a hurricane anymore, but there's another one, the next day or two?
Marco is the one,
right?
Yeah, Marco is the one that's not a hurricane. Laura is the one that's the one behind it, and that's the one that's about to become, it has the potential to be pretty bad with rain and storm surge. So it's just kind of a wait and see for the next few days. 300,000 people have already been, are already under evacuation orders. So, you know, these storms, everybody, the last one that we had here in New Jersey, everyone kind of, you know, I mean, myself included, I didn't take it seriously at all, and it ended up being we got hit really hard, so.
Yep. All right, Jennifer, wildfires in California, what's the update? Look at all the acreage, a million acres or more has been burned to a crisp?
He said it's the entire size of Rhode Island has burned.
Yeah.
If you take the state of Rhode Island, that's how much land loss.
It's crazy. When you look at the square mileage of it, I saw an article yesterday. It's like 500 Los Angeleses, 28 Los Angeleses, 500 San Franciscos. like 465 Disneylands, a million Olympic-sized swimming pools. It's gigantic, and we have 560 fires burning within the state. The resources are stretched thin. The federal government is coming in. They've actually got military and National Guard fighting the fires alongside firefighters. Other states have started to pitch in as well, and it's a tough situation. You've got lightning strikes causing fires. You have really dry conditions. You have high winds that are not making this any better, and you have lots and lots and lots of uncleared brush that is just
fueling this up. My God, why is it? It's so obvious what's going on. How did this is part of
that
public
was one of
service.
The messages.
Fix
that was one
the
of the
damn
messages.
Problem for God's
right.
sakes. And
that was
not
one
requiring...
of the messages at the RNC. Is if you want, look at what California is doing. I mean, here we are in one of the fifth richest economy in the world, not just here in the world. And we have rolling blackouts. Our big cities have just gone to the. There's needles on the street. People are pooping on the street. You've got uncleared brush. I mean, there is such a large mismanagement of this state, and it's just. Take a look around the country when you make your decision to vote, what it looks like to be under far, far, far left progressive rule. And you have a lot of problems that could be fixed pretty easily that are just going undone for whatever reason, whatever justification is. I don't know. But it seems pretty simple to clear brush so that you don't have this every single year.
Every year. No leadership at all. All right. Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors on this program, and somebody that I work with on Good Day Health, find the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, says it's over. Over. The pandemic is over. And he had some very interesting justification for that, Victoria, didn't you think, when you were listening to him talk about...
Yeah, because it sounds at first like it's quack stuff, so I think we should clarify.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad to hear it, finally. Woo!
Right, yeah. No, he said the reason that the CDC does this calculation is because coronaviruses, and these happen all the time, coronaviruses have a two-year lifespan. After 1 year, which is where we are now, he said after 1 year, that's when they start, like, the half-life destruction of the virus. So it's like, at this point, they can calculate that the pandemic is over, or will be over on Thursday or Wednesday or something of this week, but that there will obviously be clusters and flare-ups and things like that. People will still die. People will still get it. It doesn't mean to, you know, to
be dying from it years from now. But if you go back to
when they look at the spikes and stuff,
the research suggests that it was a year ago this week or a year ago Labor Day when the first case actually was developed in China. And it took that long, what was it, 3-4 months before the information actually even came out as to what was going on, and another 3 or 4 weeks before we got down to looking at this thing as a serious because the Chinese had underreported it or misreported it or just lied about it.
Well,
the World Health Organization,
in fairness,
in collaboration with them,
right.
Made it.
But
yeah,
in fairness, we did have the information in January. There are emails that trace that.
Yeah.
And that the Trump administration,
but it was 4 months.
Even though they want to say that they acted really quickly, they didn't. So
neither did a lot of other countries,
were
unfortunately.
Busy impeaching him and said that he was just making it up when he started the travel ban.
Yep. The folks at MyPillow have a guarantee for you. They will guarantee that using their products, whether it's the mattresses that they've developed, the mattress topper, which has the three unique layers of support for you, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, they will guarantee you the most comfortable night's sleep or your money back. Whatever you buy, whether it's the standard or queen or premium MyPillow, whether it's the sheets, I mean, they've gone into this in such a big way. It's a huge American operation now. Everything made in America. Most of the products, you can wash them and dry them. This is a way to keep healthy and to get a good night's rest. So go to MyPillow.com. You go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the DJV code, and save lots of dough, free shipping, all that good stuff. And remember, 60 days, you use it, you don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. That's the guarantee at MyPillow.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Just a Man. These are the Goo Goo Dolls. Haven't heard from them for a long time, Victoria. This is the DJE program with Doug and Victoria focusing on a new Christmas album just in time for Labor Day. It's the first ever holiday album from the Goo Goos. It's Christmas All Over. Comes out the end of October, recorded in lockdown. This album, Christmas All Over, features covers of a lot of Christmas classics, as well as a couple of new original songs, like this one, right? Just a Man?
Well, this is not on the new album. Not on the Christmas one. Yeah, this is from their 12th studio album.
They haven't released any of them. Yeah, this is from something else. Yeah. Right. The 12th album was called Miracle Pill. Came out last year. A recent deluxe edition features bonus tracks, this song, Just a Man, The Right Track, and Tonight Together. Earlier this past month, they dropped a live version of their single, Fearless, from last year's tour, performed at Michigan's Kalamazoo State Theater. Johnny Rzeznik, is that how you pronounce his name?
Rzeznik?
Yep. He's the front man for the Goo Goos, said, quote, I hope you're all feeling well. You're going to get through this together. Stay safe. Following a live stream set at the Chartway American Music Festival on September the 5th, the band will go out on a tour next summer, kicking off in San Diego June 21st, taking stop at the Red Rock Amphitheater, which is one of the most... Have you been there, Victoria?
I've never been to Red Rocks,
but I've always
wanted to go.
Oh, what a fabulous... you, Mother Nature, loving your life, looking around at the surroundings and the beauty there. It's breathtaking. It really is.
That's what I've heard, yep.
So anyway, that they're going to be there on the 21st of or 28th of July, and then they're going around here and there. So that tickets are on sale now. You're a Goo Goos fan. What is it, GooGoo.com?
GooGooDolls.com.
GooGoo. I like GooGoo.com better. That one. All right, 25 and change at the hour here on the music portion of our it's Tuesday, by the way, August 25th on the radio with now... Here we go into disco funk, right?
Oh, yeah. This is right up your alley, right?
Yep. I like it already. Mort Garson and Dragonfly. So I don't know much about Mort Garson. What can you tell us about Mort Garson, Victoria?
Well, he's from your era. He's not not someone
Goldie,
I know a lot
Goldie,
about.
Goldie then,
but,
right?
Yeah. The Sacred Bones Records have announced that they're going to reissue four of his albums from the 70s. He apparently was an electronic pioneer, so all the synthesizers that you're hearing, which went into pretty much every disco song, he was the guy who kind of
created the
father of that. Yeah. And so this track comes from music from Patchcord Productions. It's a collection of unreleased recordings. He also did radio advertisements, theme for science fiction films. He was a composer who just did a lot of things.
Yeah,
and
TV shows and that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a 1976
album. That's a
big
business, by the way. You know, that is
a
big business. Scoring movies and TV shows, that's a big business.
Yep. So in 1976, he had an album called Mother Earth's Plantasia. And so apparently that was actually kind of a big hit for him. So they're going to release four of his albums. And that'll all be out on November 6th. So, and a special edition of Plantasia will also be released on that day, too. But he's got some funky, cool stuff.
So is it all instrumental?
I like this disco sound.
Is it all instrumental disco stuff?
No, he actually wrote some pieces with vocalists, so it's a mix of everything.
Huh. Because I don't hear
anything.
You can
hear this, like, really cool, that synth sound from, which basically is how I would almost define the 70s sound.
Yep. Disco, disco duck. I mean, that more defines my remembrance of the 70s. But yeah, disco music, most typified by some of the female singers, Gloria Gaynor, by the Bee Gees, that kind of stuff. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans hammering Democrats on night one of the GOP National Convention, which included remarks from the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who said Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is promoting radical left policies.
This time, the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The rule of law.
Former U.N. Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arguing.
This president has a record of strength and success. The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure.
Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University in Virginia, is stepping down from that post after reports he and his wife had a sexual relationship with a business partner. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
People can expect to see President Trump's former attorney in Democratic advertisements against Trump during this election season. Michael Cohen will reportedly be featured in a series of ads for the Democratic group American Bridge, where he will tell voters that Trump, quote, can't be trusted. Additionally, Cohen is expected to tell Americans that they shouldn't believe a word he utters during the Republican National Convention. In video recording for the group, Cohen says Trump is going to stand up at the White House and blatantly lie to you more often than not. LeBron James voting rights group More Than a Vote is trying to help tackle the employee shortages at polls across America. The New York Times reports More Than a Vote is collaborating with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to send poll workers to black communities in swing states like Florida, Ohio, and Michigan. The multimillion-dollar effort is also to help pay for advertising and a program encouraging employees to volunteer as poll workers. And actor Joaquin Phoenix teaming up with animal rights group PETA to encourage people across the nation to go vegan. You can go to the internet and find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tuesday, the 25th of August. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here with me today. Victoria's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. I guess I'm thinking about how many times I have bought an item of clothing. Many of the pants that I wear on the farm are pants that I get out of the secondhand store, like you go to Goodwill, places like that. So if you have clothing in your closet that you haven't worn for years, why not bring it down right to the Goodwill, or what are some of the other places? Salvation Army, don't they take secondhand clothing like that? Yeah.
Do you have? And just in general, just, you know, there are secondhand clothing stores that, you know, you can do consignment if you want to make some money and not just, you know, donate your clothes. You can do that.
Have you ever bought the secondhand clothes?
Sure. I try. Yeah, absolutely.
What kind
of
things?
Everything from, you know, a dress that I wore to a wedding to, yeah, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Jeans.
See, we waste so much stuff in this country.
Well, the fashion
people
industry.
Say, oh, I wouldn't wear some clothes that somebody else wore.
Well, I don't know anyone who thinks that, but, you know, people buy stuff. I've sold so many things on eBay, and I've bought things on eBay, whether it's handbags or shoes or, yeah. I don't know. I think I think the stigma isn't really as nearly as severe as it used to be with secondhand clothing. It's, you know, the fashion industry, I like to try to be environmentally conscious. The fashion waste that comes from the fashion industry is more than any other industry. And people throw out clothing. Like, people literally take their clothes and throw them in the garbage can, and that sits in landfills for 500 years or more. It does not break down. And that, and then sitting that, having clothing sitting on top of vegetables and other food that's rotting, that's a major, like, top three source of carbon emissions. And so it's just, people don't think about this stuff, and I don't really know why, but at least my generation, we're very conscious of it.
It's not in your face. It needs to be, some of this stuff needs to be in your face. You got to be reminded. We have so much advertising that focuses on buy, 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 get, spend, 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 which is how the economy continues to develop, and I guess that's good for most of us, good for jobs, good for that sort of thing. But there's a positive side to recycling in this way, and I'm not being facetious. I wear older clothes when I'm working on the farm. I find some old, you know, khaki pants, cotton work pants and stuff that perhaps somebody else has worn. I don't know. I'm not trying to make a fashion statement. I don't much make a fashion statement.
When you try.
No matter what. But certainly on the farm, I'm just wearing, in the summertime, I have a T-shirt on and a pair of dark pants, and that's it. You know, they have to be dark because I've worn a lot of khaki pants in my life, but about 5 minutes on the farm, and they'd be covered with grease and dirt, and so what's the point of that? Wear a dark... I wonder about whether dark clothing absorbs the heat. Does it really? I've never really quite. It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it's not just clothing. Secondhand, like, one of the things that really bugs me is to see when, you know, people put out their bigger garbage, you know, on the streets. And when I see luggage that looks perfectly good that someone doesn't want anymore.
Tossed.
Do not toss your luggage.
Bring it to the secondhand store.
You can
do
that.
You get a tax credit if you...
Yeah, you can take that, you can do that, but what I do with my luggage, and we recently, right before the pandemic, which is kind of ironic, but right before the pandemic, we got some new luggage. So I took all of our old luggage, and I collected from around, you know, from my family members and friends. I said, hey, guys, I'm going to do a luggage drive. If you have any old luggage or suitcases or whatever, I'll take them, and I took them over to the local foster care system, which, if when I found out that this is what happens, most foster kids don't have any luggage. They carry their belongings around in trash bags. That broke my heart when I heard that. So I did a luggage drive, and it's easy to do. All you have to do is just Google through your state and find out where, like, the nearest group home is, and you can drop the luggage off, and the kids are incredibly grateful for it. So upcycle things. Don't just toss stuff into landfills. There's always a purpose.
It's just a lazy man's way of doing it. And, yeah, you should be called out for doing that way. If you make a decision, that's fine. But don't expect to get off scot-free if somebody around you suggests, hey, why don't you do something more productive with that? That's really kind of what secondhand shopping is all about. Mm-hmm. And just because somebody else didn't want it, that doesn't mean that it can't be good for you. Maybe it makes you look good. All of those things. Feel good. Some of the clothing today is way expensive for what you get. I don't understand how they price some of this stuff. It's just crazy what people pay for some of this crap. All right, let's move on to some food news. Been a while since we checked in. This is sort of an outgrowth of my weekly show, the American Family Farmer Show. We focus on the farm, food, family, that sort of thing. So I've got a few, and you've got a few, Victoria. Why don't you start with some items that are changing the way we eat, maybe. I don't know whether the Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC. This announcement is going to be earth-shaking, but
well, we'll start there. So KFC is trending right now, and the reason for that is because their classic slogan, finger licking good, they are putting that on pause. They've suspended the slogan and any use of it because they say licking your fingers right now during the coronavirus is not a good idea. And that slogan has actually been used by KFC for 64 years. And so they said, we find ourselves in a unique situation. We have an iconic slogan, but it doesn't fit the current environment. So the menu is not changing, but the marketing campaign is. So we won't see any finger-licking good stuff for a while, at least. And in some other fast food news, McDonald's is trending. because for the first time since 1983, they are releasing a new Chicken McNugget flavor. This will be spicy Chicken McNuggets, and it comes with, it's battered in cayenne and chili pepper, and it comes with a spicy dipping sauce. The reason that they're doing this is essentially because their sales have been really down, and McDonald's has not handled the pandemic well. Other stores like Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, and KFC have actually posted some really big gains. And part of the reason is Chick-fil-A has been steadily growing for, you know, number of years.
Have you ever gone by a Chick-fil-A and seen the line?
Oh, it's
three
insane.
Or four of them around me.
Yep.
And they have people out. I was at a mall, instead of a strip mall the other day, and there's a Chick-fil-A next door to it. And I was looking. I mean, I knew and know the controversy, and I've heard the stories about how good it is. But there were two lines, and there were guys out in the parking lot taking orders and forming in.
Yeah.
So that when it looked like you drive around the building, and, you know, there's somebody who comes out to your car, gives you a bag with the food in it, and you're on your way.
Yeah.
I was fascinated with the system they have and how many people they have working and how many people they have coming in there, pushing them through. Man, that's got to be a gold mine.
Yeah. Oof. Well, they say system-wide sales of Popeye's restaurants have jumped 24% in the last 3 months.
So that crispy chicken ad that's everywhere. Have you seen that chicken ad?
Yeah. And spicy chicken and just spicy flavorings just in general are a big food trend right
now.
Do
you like them? Do you like spicy foods?
Not terribly spicy. I like a little bit of spice, but I don't like anything where you can't taste anything but heat. I like it to have flavor and to be savory, so I think that's really why McDonald's is doing this new spicy chicken McNugget, because all these other restaurant chains, they've been capitalizing on that trend.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see what's going on at Kit Kat. How many of you like Kit Kat candy bars?
Halloween.
Yes, raise your hands.
Love them. Oh, if you got a
new
whole Kit
flavor.
Kat for in your as a kid, if you got a whole Kit Kat, like a full size Kit Kat bar. That's the house you're going to remember next summer, or next Halloween, for sure.
Well, so why didn't they come out with this for Halloween? It's not coming out till November, this new flavor. I wonder why they're waiting until. I would have thought they'd put it out now.
Well, a lot of chocolate production has been slowed down. The supply chains have been hit by the pandemic, so I think a lot of things are delayed.
Okay. So anyway, this chocolate flavor is called Kit Kat Dose Mocha and Chocolate. So they have
the duos, the mocha and chocolate.
Is that what it is? Duo? What did
I say? Duos. Yeah, they have a mint chocolate.
Spanish flavor of duo.
Hey, you're making it fancy. They have a mint and chocolate, mint and dark chocolate one, I think, right now. The duo that's working. It sells well. But people like peanut butter and chocolate, mocha, and, you know, and hazelnut.
Well, they've had a couple of others. They had limited edition marshmallow, white cream. Birthday cake, pumpkin pie, raspberry cream. That sounds good. I like raspberry. I do like raspberry and cream. In the ice, we had a good flavor of that in the ice cream bus this summer. Apple pie, lemon crisp. So anyway, Hershey's owns Kit Kat, and they're probably doing some of this. Dunkin' Donuts teamed up with Post Cereal to release not one but two coffee-flavored cereals a month or so ago. I don't know. Coffee stuff just doesn't.
Mocha is very, very big right now, too.
Is it big, very popular? Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody. All right, in the candy department, also Brock's making a turkey dinner flavored candy corn. Are you nuts?
This is just
gross.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Candy corn, I know it's very polarizing. People either love candy corn or they hate them.
Yeah,
to me, it's just you're eating unflavored wax. It's it's awful. But people love them. And so for whatever reason, they decided to make like the whole Thanksgiving dinner in different candy corn varieties. I don't understand why anyone would think this is a good idea.
Hide from that. Duncan, speaking of that, they have a new fall menu. Duncan announcing it will begin offering a fall menu this week earlier than it usually does. Includes a mix of new and classic menu items, the signature pumpkin spice latte to you. You don't drink coffee either. You and I don't drink coffee.
Every once in a while, I'll have a decaf coffee. I like iced coffee, but I can't handle the caffeine, so I have to have decaf.
Dunkin', I don't know if they're a publicly traded company or not,
I believe they are. I think it's D-U-N-K. I think it's Dunk. Yeah, I think so.
Really? Okay, so they brought back the Dunkin' Pumpkin flavored swirl.
Mm-hmm.
That you can put that in either something that's hot or cold, apparently. They've got, let's see here, the pumpkin flavors, caramel drizzle, cinnamon sugar. If you get your caffeine fix at home, I guarantee Dunkin' has a Keurig pod that has all this stuff in it. Does that,
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Yeah, those individual Keurigs that you can make at home.
So
yeah,
what about the donuts? I don't care about the coffee. What are they doing for donuts?
Oh, they usually have like an apple cider donut. Yeah, they usually have a lot of that. It's interesting that they've latched on to the pumpkin spice trend because Starbucks really, their pumpkin spice latte was really the first one out there on, you know, like on the mass market. But Starbucks has taken such a big hit during the pandemic, and Dunkin' Donuts has actually done really well. So I think they're probably going to steal all of the pumpkin spice business from Starbucks this fall.
Yep. Dairy Queen releasing a new pumpkin cookie that goes into a shake, the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard. Apparently that's been around for a while. They got a pumpkin cookie butter shake as well. So all this stuff coming out for fall. I'm so discouraged. We're talking about fall already. I really am.
You're the guy who rushes everyone through the year.
I know. I don't. But I like...
It's January, and you're like, oh, it's 4th of July around the corner. The year's over. Yeah,
that's it. All right, so anyway, at Dairy Queen, I still have a fondness in my heart for Dairy Queen because of what it was like when I was a kid. The stuff is terrible, but it's, I don't know, there's something about it. The Blizzard especially. Do you realize how much sugar? You talk about sugar. You realize how much sugar there is in that stuff? All their shakes? Oy, man. But people love them, man. The Dairy Queens around here, always a line. Always, always a line. The farmer part of this, there's a focus on black farmers. One of the things I talked about in a recent American Family Farmer Show, those podcasts, by the way, you can hear at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, how many black Americans have lost their farm, how difficult it is for black Americans who are on the farm to borrow money. There are a lot of black farmers, you know, that are working on other farms, but there are a lot of barriers to starting a farm. A lot of young white kids are, and I say this, you know, kind of with an axe to grind, because there are, you know, I've found in my life, I have a couple of Jamaicans that work with me on the farm, and their instincts when it comes to growing things are fabulous. And I don't know I don't know what it sounds like, but I'm just telling you.
Well, I have some friends from Jamaica, and farming is a big part of their culture. Yeah.
Yep. And so the culture, if you want to go back to the era that we all don't want to talk about, most of the farms or the plantations that were successful weren't successful because of the ownership. They were successful because of guys like this and families who worked on the farm and learned how to farm. And that's been passed on down through the generations. So the black farmers around today kind of have a natural skill. But it's very difficult for black men and women to borrow money to buy a farm. All these federal programs and stuff, you know. We still have lots of prejudices in our country, meaningless, foolish prejudices. As a new message, make farmers black again is the sort of new slogan, right, Victoria?
Yeah, that's the new hashtag that one farm has started. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so there it is, little food, family, fun farm news, and you know, a lot of sugar in your coffee drink. There it is, 50 minutes after the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Aha! 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and I have the pleasure of the Chuck Curry presence. He's in our midst, Victoria. He's here. He's here! All right, so Chucker, what's this music from? This is some
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, that's right.
I only said it two times. Don't say it three.
I was thinking about something else when you told me that. So Michael Keaton is one of my faves, and he's been able to do all kinds of stuff, including this crazy movie, right?
Exactly. This was from 1988. It's Tim Burton's birthday, the director. Born in 1958, 62 years old. Tim Burton, very interesting career. Certainly has made his stamp in the business. It's interesting because I remember going to see Beetlejuice in 1988 because I was a Michael Keaton fan. Went into the theater, and I was sort of mixed on the film. I liked elements. I liked Michael Keaton, but Burton was never a great storyteller. But for whatever reason, I was intrigued, and I kept thinking about it. And I went back to see it again, and I liked it more. And I wound up seeing that movie 10 times in the theater back in 1988, and for whatever reason, and then Tim Burton got the job of Batman in 1989, and I saw that numerous times in the theater. Again, a movie without great storytelling, but great unique scenes, individual moments, and that's really what his career has been. He's had some really big hits. Batman, Beetlejuice, his first one was Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Big Fish was a really good film. He's also had some really big misses. He was absolutely the wrong director when 20th Century Fox did a remake of Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg. I thought Mark Wahlberg was awful in that film. Burton was completely the wrong director. I think Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Johnny Depp's performance to me is just weird beyond belief, and I don't like that film, despite the fact I do like the kid, Freddie Highmore, who is on The Good Doctor. I believe he played Charlie. I like that stuff in that movie. But I also think Dumbo, which he did last year, got a bad rap. I think that's a very entertaining.
That was a good movie.
Heartfelt.
I like that movie.
So he's had ups and downs, but his stamp in terms of a director in the industry is definitely in place. He's had a lot of big hits and memorable movies for the industry, no doubt.
I took your advice and looked at the trailer for the new Russell Crowe movie, and I decided I don't want to see it even though I want to go to the movies. It looks like a horrible movie with just, it's another one of those road rage things that there seems to be no reason to do at all. I mean, Crowe is a good actor. Why would they put him in a role like that? It's just
they paid
a creepy, yeah, they paid him a lot of money. I'm sure
they paid him
that. All right, so the DC Fandome event teases a new Justice League release. What do we know about this new Justice League movie? When is that
coming
out?
They released Justice League a few years ago. Zack Snyder was the original director. He left the project due to a family issue. Some people say the studio forced him out. They replaced him with Josh Whedon, who did the Avengers. He recut the film, refilmed it. So there was stories that there was a Zack Snyder cut in a vault, and fans kept petitioning online, we want to see it, we want to see it. And then they announced that there was, that he has his own cut of the film, and it's going to be released on HBO Max, Doug. It's 4 hours, it's going to be done in one-hour increments starting in 2021. They just released the first teaser trailer to it. It's interesting that they have 4 hours of footage from one director, and then they released a two-hour and 20-minute version from another director. It's a lot of footage on the cutting room floor, but I think it's interesting. And also, Ben Affleck is coming back to play Batman in DC Warner Brothers Flash movie. So he's from Justice League, and he did Batman v Superman. Yeah, so if you're a superhero fan, this trend's never going to end, Doug. It's just going to go on.
Is he drying out? What do we know, Victoria, about Ben Affleck and his treatment? Have they been successful?
Well, he seems pretty in love with his girlfriend, Ana de Armas. She was in Knives Out. That's probably where people know her the best. I see pictures of them together constantly. So I don't know. Hopefully he's focused on his sobriety, because when he falls off the wagon, it's usually pretty hard.
So there's a new God.
Yeah, Doug.
I just saw that Japan was opening up a new Godzilla theme park. That's what the world needs, right?
Absolutely.
A new Godzilla theme park.
As long as you're socially distanced, why not? By the way, Doug, it's Sean Connery's birthday today. Sean Connery's birthday today, born in 1930.
So he'd be, he's 90.
Yeah, what do you think? Tell me what you think your memory of Sean Connery.
Well, seeing him first in James Bond. And then I was thinking actually about that.
I think James Bond, The Untouchables, he played Malone, killed it in that movie. And also The Rock with Nick Cage.
Love that movie.
Pretty much all the things he's. I don't think he's done a bad movie, frankly. All right, Chuck Curry never done a bad report here on the DJV program either. He's our movie man.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.